Why study agency? A license holder cannot provide professional real estate services to buyers and sellers without a deep understanding of agency relationships. Some of the reasons to study agency include compliance with state law and commission rules. Numerous provisions of the Texas Real Estate License Act and the rules of the commission address agency issues and responsibilities. Compliance with the rules and the act requires an understanding of agency relationships and the agent's duties to clients and others. A new license holder is an agent of his or her broker. In that sense, the sales agent license holder must understand their duties to the broker and to the broker's clients. Growing public awareness of the duties of a license holder. Due to an increasingly litigious society, the general public has a greater awareness of the duties of a real estate agent. Many lawsuits against real estate brokers and sales agents are related to the perceived failure of the agent to perform their fiduciary duties in a transaction. Such a lawsuit can be damaging to both the broker and sales agent and result in additional action by the Texas Real Estate Commission against the agents. License requirements. The Texas Real Estate License Act requires the completion of a 30-hour law of agency course as a prerequisite for obtaining a real estate sales agent's license. Professionalism. A license holder without an understanding of agency relationships cannot possibly provide the level of service required by the License Act, the broker, or the marketplace. A more open marketplace of information and ratings. Buyers and sellers are happy to rate their experience with an agent on Facebook, Yelp, and other sites. A large portion of the market will respond to positive reviews and be repelled by a small number of negative reviews. Competent representation translates into positive reviews in the realm of social media. Relationship between principal and agent. The term agent is often misused in a manner that could cause liability problems for license holders. License holders are involved in agency relationships on several levels. The term agent must be used only when an agency relationship truly exists. For example, a sales agent license holder is generally an agent of their broker, representing them in the real estate brokerage business. The agent derives their authority, duties, and responsibilities to buyer and seller clients from the broker. The broker represents the client. The sales agent license holder represents the broker. Agents should avoid referring to any buyer or seller as a client before the agency relationship has been expressly established. Doing so risks creating an unintended agency relationship that might be detrimental to the agent or the parties to the transaction. In conclusion, what is agency? Agency is the relationship the agent has with their principal or their broker. In real estate, we are agents for our buyers or sellers or both. The agent who lists a seller's property for sale is called the listing agent. All the paperwork is written in the agent's broker's name, and the broker owns all of the firm's listings. The broker's agent has the authority to do this because of the general agency relationship between the broker and agent. The agent for the buyer is called the buyer's agent. In a real estate office, the agents refer to the buyer's agent as the selling agent because the buyer's agent actually sold the property by procuring the buyer. In a cooperative sale, the buyer's agent is also known as the cooperating agent because the buyer's agent cooperated in the sale with the listing agent